we sort of tongue-in-cheek called this one the Norm Green Cup, as we teed it up at the top of the hour. Considering the background, Minnesota, Dallas, this one have any spice in the chili for you guys?
Well, it certainly does for our fans. I mean, that's still a pretty sore subject in the Twin Cities, 20-odd years later.
Yep.
The North Stars were loved for many, many years, and certainly at the time it opened a wound. And, as our franchise continues to evolve and get better, we're hoping to close that wound completely, but it's certainly still a source of contention here, and the teams certainly have a healthy dislike for each other.
Chuck, do you feel like there was a generation or a year, well, maybe a generation of fans in Minnesota for the NHL that was lost that you're still trying to get back with the Wild?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Damien. Like we look at our franchise, and our brand is the state of hockey, and it's a tremendous brand, and we really, really strongly believe in it. But there are legions of hockey fans in Minnesota that were former North Star fans that may not have fully converted to the Wild. We have a lot of fans that are in the state here that are hardcore Golden Gopher fans, hockey fans, and maybe even high school hockey fans. And there's several different layers of hockey interest in Minnesota. But certainly from the North Star standpoint, I think as an organization, we've reached out to the fans. We've tried to embrace them and bring them back in. And I think as the team has improved the last couple of years, we're seeing a lot more North Star jerseys in the crowd cheering for the Wild.
Chuck, so many managers, and I'm sure you're amongst them, say this is the time of year when you really do get a true read on what your hockey team is all about. What are you seeing with the Wild right now?
Well, we're a funny team. We're a team that statistically is one of the better teams in the league in a host of different metrics, whether it's puck possession or shot differential, goal differential. We certainly on paper appear to be one of the better teams in the league, but yet we have a middling record. So there's really been a disconnect between, how well we've played, how often we've had the puck, how often we've directed shots at the net and results. And a lot of it stems from our putrid power play, to put it mildly. And it's really cost us some points early on in the season. So I guess when you look at our team, we certainly look like we're a pretty good team. We look like we're a competitive team, but we're getting to the point where we need more results.
With Chuck Fletcher, general manager of the Minnesota Wild, in action tonight against the Dallas Stars in Texas, one of 11 games on the go in the NHL. We were talking before you came on about the nature of the NHL right now and how, considering where the cap is at and where a lot of teams are vis-a-vis the cap, it seems as if it's really tough to make moves. It's tough to make one or two moves quickly to jumpstart your team. How accurate is that, Chuck?
Well, it is accurate, and I think our sport over the last couple of years, you're seeing a lot more teams much more reluctant to give up on prospects or give up on draft picks to maybe add a rental or maybe add a veteran player towards the end of his contract. And when you throw that dynamic in with how difficult it is to make a player-for-player trade, it certainly makes it extremely difficult to make adjustments during the season. And that's why the offseason is so critical. Whatever move you make or you don't make, it has a tremendous impact on your season because it's difficult to undo or it's difficult to add things once the puck is dropped to start in October. And obviously as the season goes on and we get closer to the trade deadline, you'll see many more trades, but you're talking about trades that might impact only 25% of the schedule or 20% of the schedule. And by that point, you may be locked into wherever you're at. So it certainly has changed where the summer is way more critical now than maybe what it was 10 years ago. And it's difficult to make moves. And the interesting thing now, though, you look at how many teams are jammed together and talking to managers around the league, a lot of people want to make things happen, and it's just about finding the right fit. So maybe as we get to more and more parity, maybe we'll see more moves, but certainly the salary cap presents a lot of problems.
Chuck, the Thomas Vanek watch continues such that it is one goal in 21 games. He's got some assists, but 3 years, $19 million, safe to say, I'm sure you'd agree you wanted more out of him. He's played with five different centers this year, I think. I mean, where are you on him? Just sort of you waiting, or are you disappointed at this point? Is he disappointed in himself?
Well, I think he's frustrated. He clearly, expects more and would like to produce more. And You know, but it's not really Thomas. I mean, we have other veteran forwards. Koivu has 2 goals. I think Pomandil is 4 or 5. And, you know, you really look at the month of November, we've had very little production out of our veteran players, very little. And it's been Niederreiter and Zucker and Coyle and Scandella, Spurgeon and Kemper that have been carrying our team. And so on the one hand, that's great news. On the other hand, it's concerning news. So it's, in October, our team was clicking and everybody was playing well. And this past 3-4 weeks, we certainly have some players that are scuffling. And so much of it starts from the power play. We've scored 1 goal on the road all season, and I think we're the second worst power play in the league. And you can just see the veteran players go out, and we don't score on the first power play, and then we don't score on the second, and now they're struggling at 5-on-5. And it's really a malaise hanging over our team. And until we get the power play going, I don't think you'll see very good statistical numbers put up by any of our veteran players, because they're the ones running the power play right now.
Well, and what's been the issue with the power play? What's the problem, do you think?
We're not scoring.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Good one.
Do you just not have a quarterback, or what? What's,
you know, if you're a believer in statistics and our shooting percentage, I think if you blindfolded 5 forwards and put them on a power play and played 21 games, they would have scored more goals than our group has. Like, I'm not sure it's statistically possible to score at the rate we're scoring. I'm not saying we're, it's all because of puck luck, but I've never seen a team where every bounce goes the other way. I think we've had 2 deflection goals all year, and we're getting a lot of shots on goal. So something has to change, but our shooting percentage is unsustainable. In my opinion, I don't think you can continue to have that low a shooting percentage when you're getting the shots that we're getting. And, if we had scored 3 or 4 more goals this season on the road, our record's 5-7 on the road. We've lost a bunch of 1-goal games. We could still have a terrible power play on the road, but if we would have scored 3 or 4 more goals, we probably would have 2 or 3 more wins and be in a much different place. So it's right now it's between years. I don't know if it's not positioning. It's not getting shots. It's not entering the zone. It's not possession. It's we're simply not scoring, and it's unbelievable to see. And at some point, it's going to turn, and we're going to look like a pretty good team at that point.
So does that lead you then? I mean, that's a pretty key analytic, is the shooting percentage. Coupled, of course, with the save percentage. But the shooting percentage, when you look at that this season over 21 games, you say, you know what, our shooting percentage is pretty low, but it will come up. Does that, to you, make you relax a little bit? Does that give you pause? Does it give you concern? Or do you say to yourself, you know what, things are going to get better. We're still doing all those right things. We're in position. We're getting chances. We're just not getting that little black thing over the red line.
Well, the 21 games this year, I think we've been outshot in 1 game. In the other 20, we've outshot our opponent. And when you watch our team, we have the puck all night for the most part. There's certainly been a couple games, like our LA game just a couple nights ago, where they put on a clinic, in my opinion. They really dominated us. We weren't very sharp. But for the most part, we've been the better team in all the statistical categories this year. And you outshoot somebody 36-24 and you lose 2-1. Sooner or later it turns around. And I know that because 3 seasons ago, we were the best team in the league at this time of the year. I think we had 43 points our first 30 games. And, we were getting outshot 36-24 every night, but we had a .940 save percentage. Our goalies were carrying us. And sure enough, the last 50 games of the season, we were the worst team in the league. So things usually write themselves. But right now, we have a lot of players really scuffling and really trying to deal with it mentally. But if we continue playing the way we're playing, we really do feel things will start to turn in our favor.
Your goaltending has been, for the most part, pretty good. But the Josh Harding story has been an interesting one, how it has all evolved this year. And most recently, him being waived down in the minors. Can you give us an update on him, how he's playing, and also maybe project for us, is there a role for him for the Wild, with the Wild, the rest of this season, or are you looking at next year for him?
Well, he will make his first start of the season tomorrow night, and he's back. He's in very good shape. His foot's great. And right now he feels very, very good, and he'll start to get into game action starting tomorrow. And really it'll depend on how he plays, like any player down there. We've had so many injuries to our goaltenders over the last 6-7 years that I would assume we will need him at some point just from an injury standpoint, but we're hoping that he plays well and creates some competition with the group we have, or maybe plays well enough that he gets some attention from teams around the league. And this guy was the best goaltender in the league statistically when he was shut down last season on December 31st. And, he played outstanding. He's a big athletic goalie, and he needs to play right now. He hasn't played in a long time, and that's the big thing. But, based on how he's looked in practice, there's no reason to assume he can't become a real top goaltender again. He's still a very young man and again, in great shape.